This week's podcast is an end of year special, so sit back and let me see if I can teach you some productivity and time management wisdom. Hello and welcome to episode 113 of the Working With podcast, a podcast to answer all your questions about productivity, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host for this show. This week is the final episode of this year. The Working With podcast is taking its annual break and we'll be back on the 6th of January. Now, as a treat for the final episode of 2019, this week it's all about productivity tips and tricks. All these tips I'm going to share with you work. They are tried and tested, and if you adapt them for your own way of life and ways of doing things, you will see significant gains to your overall time management and productivity. The important thing is you adapt them. They are simple and logical, but are not easy to implement. But I can promise you, if you do implement them, you will improve a lot. Now, before we get to this week's question, don't forget, if you are in the UK, you have the opportunity to join Kevin Blackburn and myself in Scunthorpe for a day of planning, motivation, and massive, massive action. Saturday, the 28th of December, perfectly positioned between Christmas and the start of the new year. Will you join us? I cannot think of a better way to start the 2020s than making a commitment in front of like-minded people. Tickets are limited, so get yours now. Ticket details will be available in the show notes and from my website, carlpullin.com. Okay, it's now time for me to hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question is from many people. They have all asked if you could share some of your favorite tips and tricks to become better organized and more productive. Thank you to Richard, Sophie, Stefan, Alex, Duncan, and many more for asking this question.
Yes, thank you guys. Now I am going to share with you six tips I shared in a recent blog post called Six Common Sense Time Management and Productivity Tips Anyone Can Use. Hopefully some of these will resonate with you. If you want to read the article, I will put a link in the show notes for you. Now, the digital revolution has caused the demand on our time to grow incredibly over the last 20 years or so. When once, if we were not in our home or place of work, our friends and colleagues could not reach us. Now, no matter where we are in the world or universe, we can be reached with the simple press of a button. Now, with that 24/7 access and all the wonderful things we can now do for entertainment and education, we find ourselves having difficulty finding time to do the most basics of things. Having breakfast or dinner with our family, spending an hour or so reading a book, or go for a Sunday afternoon walk with our partner or friends. Because we're expected to be more accessible than we have ever been, leaving our mobile phone at home while we go out for a run or take a walk with our loved ones would be uncomfortable. Now, this is the way we lived just 20 to 30 years ago, and we had no problems or issues at all. I would not go as far as to say that we were more relaxed back then. I would say we enjoyed more of the time we had with the people we cared about because it was just them and us. There was no mobile phone or other electronic device beeping and buzzing for our attention. So to help us get some of our time back, we can focus on the things we want to focus on. Here are six tips and tricks anyone can use that will help you to regain more of your time so you can spend it doing the things you want to with the people you want to be with. Number one is use your calendar. It does surprise me how many people are not using their calendars to manage their time each day. Your calendar shows you how much time you have each day and you see where you have gaps to do the things you love doing. Exercise, spending time with the people you care about, reading a book or taking a walk in the park, All these things can be scheduled on your calendar, so when you receive a demand for your time, you can make a decision based on whether the new demand for your time will be more important or more fulfilling than the original one. Seriously, use your calendar to schedule your work and play. It will help you to get a better grasp of where you are spending your time and will help you to better allocate your time resources. Number two, get better at saying no. Now, I know this is hard. It's the one that most people struggle with because we are wired to please people. Saying no to someone feels like we are letting them down and they will think badly of us. The truth is, if you say yes to a time demand and then you do not give your full commitment to it, you will let that person down a lot more than if you had said no in the first place. You don't have to be impolite when saying no. You can just do it gently. Developing a few strategies, though, that make it easier for you to say no to demands will ease your time pressures and put you in more control of what you do each day. My trick is to not commit immediately to a time demand. I always ask for time to review my calendar. Of course, I could check my calendar from my phone, but the truth is I want to see the full week in context before I commit to anything new. Once checked, I can then accept or decline the invitation with honesty. Number three is spend a few minutes each day at the end of the day planning the next day. Now, this one is huge. Now, all you need is 10 minutes at the end of the day to write out a few things you want to get done the next day. My Golden 10 method is designed to put you in control of your work. It's just 10 tasks per day that you want to focus on. Now, these 10 tasks do not include your regular routines, but they are the 10 tasks you really want to complete, and doing so would move your projects and goals forward. Now, it does not matter where you do this. You can have an elaborate to-do list manager, you could use your calendar, or a simple piece of paper. All that matters is you make a plan for the things you want to do tomorrow. What this does is help you to stay focused on what is important to you. It also gives your mind a chance to prepare. When you begin the day with a purpose and a plan, you are more likely to get those things done than if you just turn up at work and allow your email to tell you what needs doing next. Now, here's a bonus tip. Before you start the day, take a look at the list you made the day before and review it. Visualize yourself completing the list. This helps you to stay focused on what you have decided is important for the day. You can make this a part of your morning routine. It's a fantastic way to get primed for the day. Number four is stop overcommitting yourself. Okay, truth time. You do not have to do everything all at once. One of the reasons so many people feel stressed out and overwhelmed is because they're trying to complete all their projects in one go. Stop this madness! Firstly, you're never going to be able to do everything all at once anyway, so stop trying. And secondly, when you do take that kind of pressure off yourself to get a lot more work done, you actually get a lot more work done because you can focus on a few key parts that will move your projects further, faster. It's the old saying, less is more. It's true. Try doing less each day and actually watch your productivity grow. Number five is identify the things that will have the biggest impact on your work. Now, far too often we spend our time doing trivial tasks that do not have a significant impact on our work, but make us feel busy. Let me give you an example of this. Checking email is incredibly inefficient. Doing email is more productive. What's the difference? Well, checking email is going through your inbox looking for important emails and ignoring the less important emails. Doing email is starting at the top of your inbox and dealing with each email as you go through it. Checking emails leaves you with emails still in your inbox that you will have to look at again later anyway. Doing email leaves you with an empty inbox and a list of emails that need action that you will do when you have time later. With practice, you soon learn to distinguish what tasks have the biggest impact on moving projects forward, while planning is important. Spending too much time planning and thinking does not move projects forward. Only action does that. Making the phone call you've been putting off, sitting down and writing the report, or preparing the slides for the presentation you have to do next week. Those tasks get things done. Thinking about them does not. Never confuse thinking and planning as doing. It is not. Thinking and planning does not move things forward. Only doing does that. Of course, there is a time for planning and thinking, but that should never be used as an excuse for not taking action. And finally, take a break. We are not machines. We cannot work at constant level every single day. We will go through peaks and troughs. For most people, they can stay focused and creative longer in the morning. After lunch, it becomes harder to focus, and pushing yourself through to try and finish a report is wasting time and, again, rather inefficient. Instead, learn when you are at your most focused. For most people, that will be in the morning. For some, that could be in the evening. Then use your calendar to schedule the work that requires the most focus and concentration at the times you're at your best. Make sure every 90 minutes or so you take a 10-minute break. Get up and move around. Try to get some fresh air and a different view. Staring at a screen all day will sap your creative juices quicker than anything else. Taking a break and getting outside will rejuvenate you. If, like me, you work from home, you can schedule dog walking or exercise time in the middle of the day. I find that's a great way to break up the day and helps me to get a tremendous amount of work done each day. So there you go, 6 common sense tips and tricks to help you become more productive with your time so you can spend more of your time doing the things you want to do and that have the biggest positive impact on your work and your well-being. Thank you so much to all of you for listening this year, and a big thank you to all of you who have sent in questions. This podcast is built on your questions, so please keep them coming in. If you have a question, all you need to do is email it to me at carl@carlpaline.com, or you can DM me on Facebook or Twitter. Now, have a wonderful end of year break and an incredibly happy new year. And don't forget, if you're in the UK, come up to Scunthorpe or down to Scunthorpe and join us on Saturday the 28th. I'd love to see you there. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.